Hey, welcome to episode 87 of the Infamous Podcast. This is Cover Up Three People, Static versus Vader.
We know who wins.
Static?
What's he going to do? Be held over Vader's head and shoot electric down onto him and then throw down a pit?
EMP, baby.
Yeah.
Turn his light bright off.
He still can breathe.
Anyway. Hey, I'm Brian.
This is Johnny.
If you guys don't remember, we have a Patreon page. So it's Infamous Podcast, or it's patreon.com/infamouspodcast. Actually, if you go to infamouspodcast.com, it is there's a link right there at the top. So check it out. There's some pretty cool levels of stuff that we're gonna give away and do. A pint of Johnny's blood.
You know,
for only $4.
It has to be stored in a special material because it'll burn through anything.
What are you, a
xenomorph? Yeah.
I was going to say xenophobe, but we both know you are that.
The engineers, you know, they built me.
The engineers. So good.
I watched Prometheus the other night.
So. I know. I saw that. Like, all right. So you guys, if you don't follow, just go friend Johnny on Facebook because it's super entertaining. Not because he goes and does crazy stuff and posts crazy things, but he posts everything that he watches.
I never thought to do that on Instagram.
Yeah,
I could do it on Instagram.
Yeah, just share it on Instagram as well. But he does it on Facebook, and it's great. So I always know what he's watching.
And sometimes you're probably going, why is he watching that?
Quite often I do. Yeah. Why is he watching that? What was it? You were watching something the other day. Oh, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes.
I watched Gentlemen Prefer... Oh, yeah, I did.
It was last Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I saw it, and then it's like, you posted, and I assume you post right when you start.
Or right after,
like,
I start.
Yeah, like right around there.
Yeah.
And so you posted and I was like, we're recording in like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. I was off that day.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, I know I'm at work right now.
Yeah.
And he's at home watching Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. And we have to record a podcast.
Yeah, I don't usually post when I'm at work watching stuff. Because
I should hope not.
There are people that I work with that are on my Facebook. So
yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, what are you doing? I thought you were doing markdowns. Yeah, I am doing markdowns and watching Big Trouble in Little China.
That's what phones are for, right?
Hey, you know? I figured out a way to put it into a certain thing that makes the sound go louder. So,
oh, you just stick it up on the shelf?
Yes. And I'll scan stuff and mark it down, and I'll be like, oh yeah, yeah.
Like I'll throw stuff up on my iPad while I'm working.
Sure, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, typically not like movies,
but in retail,
like,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll do like I'll do some YouTube news,
sure,
or something, yeah, like that, or like when the election was going on, I just streamed CNN. Oh, yeah. And you know, like, not CNN. What did I stream? Maybe it was CNN. I don't know. It was one of the ones that I could stream. Just to see what was happening with everything and what nonsense was going on. But anyway, all right, so we're doing Cover Up again.
I have to remember to do that on Instagram.
Yeah.
That might be something for people to follow.
Or what you can do is upgrade your phone so you can get Instagram profiles on it and have the podcast profile and post it there.
Yeah, yeah.
Or just post it to the podcast Facebook
page.
Hashtag
it and all that stuff. Yeah.
Post it to the podcast Facebook page, and then we could have it repost to Instagram or something like that. Anywho. All right. So we're doing...
You're talking this technology. I don't understand this stuff.
I ain't understand technology. Okay. So Cover Up 3. So we are like way ahead in our recording schedule for this year because we've done a few things. And
yeah.
So you guys heard our interview with Joe. You heard our Logan and Wolverine's review and all that stuff. We're actually recording this before all of that. Or except for the Joe interview.
Huh?
So what we've done is we've gone and we've created a time paradox.
I'm not confused at all, but you were confused for a minute.
I was confused. Well, you sat down and you're like, well, this is episode 87. I'm like,
I had to draw a Venn diagram.
And I was like, no, it's 86. And then I opened the file that I created for and it said 88. I'm like, wait a second,
no,
which
it's
one
87.
Are we? So we're not going to do some news bits for a little bit, just because we're a little bit ahead of the game. Which
rest
is
in
why.
Peace, Bill Paxton. Even
yeah,
though it'll be a few
it's
weeks after.
Weeks later, but yeah. But, you know, we did talk about doing, like, the aliens and Predator and, yeah, and that yeah, kind yeah. of stuff. Yeah. So I think maybe what we need to do is, like, a Bill Paxton retrospective episode.
Okay.
So, because, like, I mean, between Alien, Weird Science, or Aliens, sorry, Weird Science.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Twister. you know.
I watched that about a month ago. Or 2 months
yeah.
ago.
I mean, we definitely should. Like, you know, he was on S.H.I.E.L.D. He was an awesome part of season 2 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway.
No, you Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in Live, Die, Repeat.
Yeah. True, so, True Lies.
True Lies, yeah.
So, anyway. Tombstone.
Yeah. Maybe that'll be next week's
yeah,
episode.
Maybe that's what we'll do. Well. Yeah, we'll have to.
We'll figure it
massage
out.
Our schedule. But, anyway. We'll look at it. All right. So, but this week we have. Cover up again, which and we're sorry we're a week late from when we said we were going to do it, but Logan came up and we decided we weren't going to do it as a bonus
otherwise
episode.
We forgot about Logan.
Well, no, because
I forgot about Logan.
Well, I had for a minute there thought like we were going to do it as a bonus episode.
Yeah,
but then you brought up a better point that we should just watch all three Wolverine movies in 1 week.
Yeah,
and then talk about
the whole thing.
So
yeah.
That's why you got the episode.
Well, it's
going to
be the compare and contrast the three because yep. hopefully, and you know, you'll know it when you listen to it. But we haven't seen it yet. But hopefully, we're very happy with this one.
Okay, Logan Wolverine is probably my least favorite X-Man.
Yeah,
well, he is my least favorite X-Man. He might be one of my least favorite comic book characters in general.
Wow.
And I'm excited for the movie, so yeah. I'm thinking I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Because I love that post-apocalyptic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, getting to the covers. You guys remember we drew out of our hats. Johnny drew out of my Cincinnati Reds hat. I drew out of my Spider-Man hat from Funko Pop. That was one of
the... Insert advertisement here.
Collector core ones. Anyway, Johnny drew Darth Vader. I drew Static. And so the whole idea of this is instead of just picking five random covers is we're kind of doing a cover off and we're taking characters who we enjoy and mm-hmm. like that maybe aren't necessarily our favorites.
Right.
Which I think you cheated with Darth Vader.
I didn't really cheat.
But
he's not one of my favorites.
I get that. I'm teasing. Yeah. And then we're gonna go through this and we still have 9 names each to go when we hit 5. Answer it.
No, it was just a text.
Oh.
I forgot to turn sound down.
Johnny's phone was going off, and it's his girlfriend texting him.
Main Street Electrical Parade.
But, yeah, so when we get down to 5, we'll probably put 5 more back in.
Yeah, yeah.
But, anyway, yeah, so...
And this will... The next cover-up's not going to be versus. It's going to be
something we're not
going to
do versus every time. But we definitely enjoy doing the cover-up and, like... You know, it's a cool chance for you guys to go check out the website and see like kind of what we're
pin
into.
Pin the cover on the donkey. Stuff. That'll be the next one.
Pin the cover on the donkey.
Maybe we'll just look for covers with donkeys on them.
So we'll just find Shrek comics. Donkey!
They didn't do enough Shrek comic books.
They might not have 5. All right, so
now there's a Google search that's going to be happening later.
Oh, goodness.
Comic book covers with donkeys.
I don't know if that's a search result you want back.
It's a bunch of Tijuana Bibles.
Okay. All right. So why don't you kick off with your list? Now, these lists are in no particular order.
Right.
Just kind of how we entered them down. You have the artists. I have a little more information, but I'll just stick to whoever the artist.
Yeah, we're just gonna go with the artists because the stories.
Yeah,
the stories matter, but they don't matter in this case.
All right, and then as always,
the story is the cover. Right. In this case,
and as always, we're gonna share what we liked about the cover.
Right.
So, all right, do you want to kick off then?
Yeah. My first one's gonna be Kanan the Last Padawan number 1. It was a Books a Million second and Charles variant by Phil Noto. And it was just a thing they did where they were putting characters on the 4 different books at the time. And it just happened that Vader fell onto the Kanan issue. He is not in the book at all. So the story really doesn't matter in that one.
Right.
It's just, I like Phil Noto's art and, this is an awesome, looking cover just cause it's the Emperor, Vader, and a stormtrooper. So it looks really cool.
Yeah, it is a cool one. And the Kanan, the last Padawan, which just eventually just became called Kanan,
yeah,
is actually a pretty decent book. So definitely worth checking out. All right, cool. All right, so then mine is with Static. So I had I went back and forth between Static and Static Shock.
Which is, I mean, told you was fine because they are the same book pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was the thing where the rule was that, you know, you can pick any book that this character was in.
Right. And, so my first one is, it's the Static Shock Special, number one. And the art was by J.H. Williams III. And what really drew me to the cover, which Johnny, you can see here, was just how beautifully intricate the artwork is.
Yeah.
There's a lightning bolt running through Static. He's in the more modern version of his costume.
Right.
But not
the lightning's running through the symbol on his chest.
Yeah. And it's not so modern that it's New 52.
Right.
Which, you know, I have a New 52 book on here too. But anyway, it's what? Just it's just this beautiful like piece of art,
yeah,
that, you know, for a character who I do enjoy, and, you know,
well, and it's a different take for J.H. Williams, mm-hmm, because usually his stuff's darker.
Yep.
And for him,
it's really bright. There's a lot of color. Yeah. There's a bunch of purple in there, and just kind of the action that's happening.
It's such a
cool, just like focal piece. So all right, next.
My next one is Star Wars Vader Down, which we talked about. You can put a link to that in the show notes.
If I remember.
It's a Wizard Comic-Con box variant that was done by Mike Mayhew. And it's the old Return of the Jedi Vader head. But in the image, instead of it being Luke and Vader fighting, it's Vader fighting everybody from Star Wars. So. Right. I mean, literally, it's Luke and him crossing lightsabers and Han and Leia coming up on him and Chewie coming up the rocks. And it just looks really awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, that's an iconic image anyway. So to do the way they did it, I was like, ooh, I have to find this one.
Yeah.
This is the only one I don't own of these four.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you have a mission.
Now I have a mission.
I will say some of the Static books I did own. At one point.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't anymore, due to no fault of my own.
Yeah.
so
I think I have most of those.
The milestone books and everything. Yeah, yeah. Cool. All right. Anything else?
No. I mean, like I said, you can put the link to us talking about Vader Down.
God, that was Vader Down. All right. If you guys haven't read Vader Down, pause.
Yeah.
Go to Comixology or hit your local comic book store and just grab it.
It's just a fun book.
It's so awesome. And it's the Vader we've always hoped to see.
Yeah, so it's a fun one.
The first four pages of the mini series.
Just a special.
When he pops into you know,
right in the middle of maneuvers.
Into rebel space, and he just dives right in, and they're like, this stupid TIE fighter, blah, ha, ha, ha. Yeah, and then he takes out four wings of X-Wings.
Yeah.
So, all right, so my next one for Static is Static number 32 from 1993. It's the one that's called Back to Basics. He's in the Milestone blue.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the hat with the X, and it's a... he's flying around on the disc, and he's got the trench on, and it's just such a cool image. It's Judah Tversky. Did I say that right?
I don't know.
Tversky. It's TV.
Oh, Tversky?
Tversky. Thank you.
Okay.
But it's this beautiful, it looks painted, but it's not.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a big smile on his face, and you know, a lot of the milestone covers as it was going through. They're dark.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and it's a dark book. Well, like, I was thinking back about
the Milestone universe was, like, based more in a gritty reality than most comic books had been at that point. Time. I mean, you know, we're talking about the time of Image and Valiant and stuff like that, where, like, they were trying to base stuff, even though it was superheroics, in a more realistic universe. and Milestone was doing the same thing. So it's like, and you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I was so attracted to the Valiant universe and the Milestone universe was because it's like, oh, this is more street level heroes that have powers, but they have a lot of problems too.
Right. I mean, they're not on the half shell. And
I mean, you know, exactly.
But
Static's story was that he like was in the wrong place at the wrong time and got powers.
He was just a kid, and then and then not only was he in the wrong place at the wrong time, but there were so many of the other people who were in that wrong place, who went the other way.
Yeah, the whole Blood Syndicate thing, and I mean, but like he was just a kid who you know went to help a friend and ended up with superpowers.
Yeah,
and instead of like being you know he came out kind of like Spider-Man.
Yep.
And that's what Static was always to me, the Spider-Man of the Milestone universe, because he was just the kid who was going to school and using his powers to protect his friends and his family.
Right. And he was sarcastic. Yeah. And, you know, he was having fun until he wasn't.
Yep.
And so the other thing about this issue, and I know it's about covers, but like it was Umberto Ramos was the artist. And that's what I remember kind of most about this time in Static is, you know, because Ramos is one of my favorites.
Sure.
And you know, I love the way he drew the book and the character. So, all right, cool. Next.
My next one is Star Wars Tales number 6, which is the art by Jason Higham and Killian Plunkett, which he works on the animated series now. This cover is literally Alas, Poor Yurik with Vader holding C-3PO's head.
Yeah.
And this story is cool because it happens on Bespin after the dinner where Vader invites them all to sit down and they're going through the quarters that Han and Leia and Chewie had been staying in. And he notices the pile of C-3PO laying there and he picks it up, picks up C-3PO's head and literally starts having flashbacks of building him when he was Anakin Skywalker and when he was a kid on Tatooine. Yeah. So it's literally a flashback story with Vader, you know, having issues.
Right.
That. So, you know, like Vader didn't have issues.
No, there were no issues for Vader. What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's the issues.
Can I quit in the middle of an episode?
Yes.
No, that's cool. I remember that one.
You could just be the engineer from now on.
Fair enough. Hey, if you just want to carry it by yourself.
Hey, we could try that. Welcome to the Infamous
We're totally going to try that.
This is your host, Johnny.
I'm just going to come in and turn it on and leave. So, all right.
Awesome.
I
can see in the middle of that podcast being like this. Hey, Brian, can you come in here? Something's wrong.
I touched something that I shouldn't have.
Johnny, what's this popping noise?
Johnny, put your pants back on.
It turned into that kind of podcast. Now it's even more infamous.
An old-timey radio show version. All right. So my next one is a New 52.
Did that happen?
Yeah, apparently. So I loved the Static book in the New 52. I thought that why Scott McDaniel being the writer was weird. John Rosum should have been the one writing the book.
He had worked in one of the original Milestone books. He had worked on Zombie.
And that's why Static was so exciting is because John Rosum was involved, but then he and McDaniel had issues, if you recall, and Rosum left the book.
Yep.
Where it would have been great if DC would have been like, McDaniel, get out of here.
Yeah.
This one is great. It's Static in the New 52 version of his costume, which I didn't love.
Yeah.
But when it was like in action, it was pretty stinking cool looking. And with the new Justice League action cartoon.
Yeah.
Like I would love to see like this version animated.
Right.
Like even just for one episode.
Right.
So this one is done by Chris F. Bruner, otherwise known as Monk, and Rico Renzi, otherwise known as Rico.
Okay.
According to the comic book database. Huh? I just go with what they have written there.
It's pretty much 100% accurate. So trust me. I've talked to them. So.
Yeah. No kidding. You've told me about the 27 billion, thousand million, kajillion, trillion comics you have that you've loaded in there. All right. So with the comic book database, quick tangent, Johnny's been entering his books for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
And
I'm behind.
Yeah. And every time he would hit a milestone of numbers, I would get a text.
With a picture of it.
I'm at 12,000. I'm at 13,000. Like 12 minutes later.
Oh, I found another box. I'm at
13 minutes later. I'm at 44,000. I'm like, where do you have the time
to
do this?
Where did you find these books at?
So, anyway, but no, what are you
at? There's the one where I literally will go, oh, I forgot I had that box.
Yeah.
And that 18,100 and something.
Yeah, so it's
and
it's
I haven't put anything in the last 3 months.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a while.
Oh boy.
But no, this was just a cool, like, you know, it's again the colors. There's a lot of green in there, which is cool that you don't see, like, if it's not like a mountainy landscape type thing, there's not a lot of green.
Yeah.
And or Lex Luthor or Kryptonite.
Green Lantern.
So, yeah, well. Yeah. But true. Yeah. But yeah, it was cool. And I do like I liked the book, and I was sad to see that it got such a short shelf life. So, all right, cool.
It wasn't one of the more popular ones.
Where it absolutely should have been.
Yeah. So. Well, it's one of those things where it's like shoehorning, and, you know, as much as I'd like to see a new Wildcats book, shoehorning them into the DC universe turns into a problem at a certain point.
Right.
The Wildstorm universe, which DC owns because Jim Lee sold it to them, should just stay as the Wildstorm universe. The Milestone universe should just stay as the Milestone universe. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do your crossover stories. I mean, they did it in the 90s and it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but to bring them into the universe kind of throws off things.
Right.
It only worked. The only time I had seen it work was on Young Justice. With Icon and Rocket and Static at a certain point
but
showed
because
up.
Because they just did it. It wasn't this big. It's not like they announced like, oh, hey, this guy's from somewhere else.
It's where you see in the background Icon fly by and you're like, wait, rewind. What the? Hey, that's Icon.
Yeah.
And it's like, it totally works.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My next one is a one shot called Star Wars Purge. And the cover is by Adam Hughes. And it's just an awesome Vader badass cover.
Yeah.
Where there is a Jedi laying on the floor dead with a lightsaber hole in her chest and a hand laying separate from her body. And then Vader is surrounded by six more Jedis with their lightsabers lit up. And it's just one of those, come on, let's go type covers.
Right.
And that, plus it's Adam Hughes.
Adam Hughes. And like those kind of Vader covers are the coolest.
Yeah.
One. You know, it probably has nothing to do with the story.
Right. This one literally is the story. Yeah. So
in a lot of times.
The Jedis that had survived Order 66 set Vader up in a factory. And literally, like, they try to take him out, and he takes every single one of them out. So,
like you do when you're a Dark Lord of the Sith, and there's a bunch of stupid Jedi around.
He's angry.
So... That video of the little girl at Disney World popped up again the other day when I was floating around YouTube.
Which one?
Where she knelt before Vader.
Yeah. And people still talk about that one.
And the Jedi guy was like,
What do I do?
Like, they wouldn't let her go over to him.
Yeah.
So they're like, well, the Sith Academy, is that when he just ushered her off? It's like, man, you guys had a perfect opportunity to like... have Vader give her his lightsaber and then her fight a Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it would have been so. Oh, well.
They should be prepared for that situation when Star Wars Land opens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, especially because, like, Kylo Ren was so popular.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not with adults, but with the kids. I don't know. I liked Kylo Ren, so I'm not going to complain.
Kylo Ren was fun for what he what he is.
But they did.
I just want to have all the power. I'll finish what you started, Grandpa.
Obi-Wan?
I was going to say.
Anywho, all right. So my next one is the Static Rebirth of Cool trade paperback.
Yeah.
And at first I had a different just Rebirth of Cool. I think I had number 3 in there.
All of them were good, though.
They were. Oh, yeah. But I had like number 3, but then... I decided on this one because this is the modern costume.
Yeah.
With that we knew from the animated
series.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's flying by on the disc, and the Milestone Static ones are flying off.
Yeah.
And so the one that I actually had is still in the picture technically.
Yeah.
You know,
All the variant covers for that.
Yeah.
That original static.
It's John Paul Leon.
Yeah.
Leon, however you say it.
I say it John Paul Leon.
Yeah. It was, I mean, the rebirth of Cool was a very important just book in general.
Well, it was that time where Milestone had went away and the DC animated picked up Static Shock.
Right.
And it was one of those things where DC Comics was like, well, we can reintroduce this character.
Mm-hmm.
And they did.
Yeah. And again, where we were talking about before, like leaving like one universe here, one universe there.
Right.
I felt like this was a good like kind of reintroduction.
Yeah.
And like I feel like this book opened the door to later on him being part of the Teen Titans.
Right.
And just some of the other things that Static did. I also think that this book highlights how underutilized he is as a character.
Right.
He was in an issue of Brightest Day for like a panel.
Right.
Right. And like you had Brightest Day and you had Blackest Night and you had all these living and dead heroes coming back and they did not take advantage of the Milestone characters at all. And McDuffie was still alive then.
Yeah.
Like, that's what baffles, or as Ron Burgundy would say, that's what bottles my mind.
Yeah.
You know, it's just. I don't know.
I think Dwayne wanted to keep them separate.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, I think that.
See, I don't know.
Universe was, you know, Dwayne's baby along with Dennis Cowan and, you know, that crew. That's one I'd like to see a documentary on. And the Image documentary was cool. And it would be cool if those guys who did the Image documentary actually got, like, everybody who's still around.
Yeah. Johnny needs a producer credit.
Yeah.
Get it done. So,
I mean, Dennis is a cool guy too, because I met Dennis when Milestone was being published. He was at a Mid Ohio Con, and he just was, you know, you could feel the coolness coming off of him.
Yeah.
And that, like, he was just, you know, talked to me for a few minutes, signed my hardware book, and I was like, yeah, cool, awesome.
Nice.
You know,
cool. All right. Yeah. What do you got next?
My last one is the oldest one. It's from the original Marvel line, and it's Star Wars number 80.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline's called Ellie. And this cover, just because I've had this book since I was a kid, is one of those covers that sticks in my head. The cover's done by Ron Frenz and Tom Palmer, who are familiar to many comic book fans. And it's literally an image of Vader looming over an X-Wing pilot and a robot. And it just is, you know, one of those images where I'm like, man, this would be a cool poster.
Yeah.
And
and it would.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't remember much about the story because it's been probably 25 years since I read it, but you know, it's just one of those ones that sticks in my head. There's a few Star Wars covers from those original lines where it's like, you know, they stick in my brain.
Right. So. And it's in a box somewhere.
It's in a box somewhere in a closet. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I remember that story a little bit too. So, cool. All right, and was that your last one?
That was my last one. Right. Yeah.
Wow, this is gonna be the shortest podcast ever. That's all right. We
fill that time. Fill that time.
We've gone long a lot lately. So, all right. My last one is Static 30, number 39 from 93 as well. And like this is just, again, like we talked about, like the Peter Parker thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's on the cover. He's flying the manhole cover. He's got a big smile on his face. He's got that 1990s staple of the superhero costume, the trench coat.
He's got a smile on his face, that's for sure.
And, you know, it just looks like he's just flying over Dakota City, and it looks like he's having fun. There's a big...
Just Dakota, not Dakota City.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, just Dakota. And there's a big, like, streak of, like, static electricity. Like,
yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. I always likened it to, like, an Iceman type of a look on this particular cover, and
I think that every artist did a different style of you know, his power of using the garbage can lid or whatever,
lightning and that kind of stuff. This one was done by Mark D. Bright and Noel Gidding.
Yeah.
So and again, it's just this really cool, like, just fun cover.
Yeah.
I think it again highlights what made this character cool. And you want to talk about, like, he's got the ball cap on, right?
Yep.
I typically hate, like, Stack's been one of the few characters where it's been like, when he had the ball cap, I was like, all right, that looks good. The artists who are drawing it look good. if you look at the New 52 or just any post Flashpoint DC, right?
Yeah.
Arsenal wears the baseball cap now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. And I didn't think about that.
90% of the time, it looks stupid and out of place.
Right.
Right? Because it's either like way too big on his head with a tiny little bill, or like sticks out weird. Yeah. It's like, you know, like a baseball hat is hard to draw.
Well, yeah, it is. And you know, I mean, that's one of the iconic things of Static is the baseball cap. I mean, they did an action figure of him last year, and the baseball cap was part of the accessories. Yep. And it's like, oh, it's cool that they actually did that. It's like, you know.
That's one I got to go back and get because I wasn't really had much expendable income when that one came out.
Ah, it's easy to find, I'm sure. Yeah, but yeah. Fun characters.
Yeah.
Darth Vader's kind of like Peter Parker, too, except if Mary Jane would have died.
Yeah.
If she would have slept with his friend. And, you know, that's what happened with Padme. Padme. Padme and Obi-Wan. You're with him?
Him. No, it's...
You betrayed me.
Tear.
All right. No, it's you know, we make fun of Vader and that, but I mean, Vader is a cool character and not one of my favorite villains because I never really, you know, after you find out his story, it's like, was he really a villain?
Yeah.
Or was he just really like angry?
I think a little of both.
So, yeah. He was just trying to show his son some love.
Do something good, do something bad. A little of both. So, all right, so
did you look at any Vader covers?
Like, I did obviously, but
did you have one that comes to mind?
I mean, like, pretty much 1 through 25 of Darth Vader.
Okay,
you know, like it's the Kieran Gillen run that just ended, which to me in the last 40 years of Star Wars is what I would consider some of the coolest Vader.
Oh, the stories are great.
And like I would even go so far as to call it the definitive Vader.
Well, and it's like, you know, the original Marvel run didn't have a lot of Vader in it. So I mean, when Vader would show up on a cover, you're like, "Ooh, this is going to be a good one."
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I think because for so long Vader was a character that was kind of marred in just secrecy and you know, behind the scenes.
Like, you didn't know his story.
There wasn't a lot of his backstory. Like, they used him sparingly.
Right.
And then when we got Anakin's origin, essentially.
Right.
You know, like, Vader became much more fair game. And I feel like they kind of did it that way because they felt like they had a lot to make up for with kind of how ill-conceived some of Anakin's backstory was.
I'll show you one of my favorite Static covers. That's one of my favorite Static covers.
Yeah, that was on. Like, I had that one. Yeah. And
it's
then...
it's Superboy number 7. It's part of the Worlds Collide story where the DC and Milestone crossed over.
Yeah,
and it's got Static and Rocket and Superboy on it, and it's the clone Superboy.
Yep. It was right after Superman died.
Yeah.
So, and I will
at this point, Superman was back.
Yeah,
and that, but everybody else was still running around too. But it was cool, like, because Steel and Hardware work together in that storyline.
He's in a couple. He was on a Steel cover too. That was pretty cool. With Static, the other thing is, what I loved about the book was like the art was always different. You know, it wasn't drawn the Marvel way. It wasn't the DC way. But it was
guys who had worked for Marvel and worked for DC and just had their style.
They put their own influence
in
there.
And they put their own influence in it. I mean, you know, obviously it was the African American culture and influence, which, you know, I'm white.
And no.
It's a known fact. I'm white. But I loved that because a lot of my friends at that point in the high school were African American.
Right.
So it was like, you know, just coming out of high school, I understood the books a little bit more because that's what, you know, those are the people that I hung out with.
Whereas when these books came out, it was my freshman year in high school.
Yeah.
Like, for the most part. Or, well, 93 was my freshman year in high school. So, like, it was junior high.
Right.
I went to a rural school for the most part. You know, it was a farms.
So it was exposure to
something completely different.
Yeah.
And I was always,
I never like was involved with any kind of gang activity or anything, but
you do have your Crip membership cards. Well, I can't believe they laminated that stuff back then.
You know,
but and you kind of hit the nail on the head. What really drew me to this character was the Peter Parker comparison,
right?
Because as much as I love Spider-Man,
right,
I was always drawn to that book because of Peter Parker, and as much as I like Static, I was drawn to Virgil's story.
Well, and that's a good thing to say, because I think that's what a lot of comic book writers coming out now forget.
Mm-hmm.
Is that these people are people.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's not all about, you know, the costume and the, mm-hmm. you know, those, the fireworks going off.
Right.
It's about who they are.
Well, and like, I think back of like, you know, the last 5 or 6, 7 years of comics, yeah. what I've really enjoyed most are those books where it's, you get more of the person.
Right.
The Brian Q. Miller,
the Batgirl,
Batgirl, which I, you
Stephanie
know,
Brown, Batgirl.
I talk about ad nauseum,
which most of it's out of print.
Yeah,
so you have to just look for back issues or try
digital.
To find.
I think it's all on digital.
Is it all on digital? Well, then buy it on there.
Yeah, but it's so worth reading.
Yeah,
Stephanie Brown, who I mean, because I was reading Robin as it was happening, and you know, spoiler was mm-hmm. she was a tough character to get through at first,
right?
To get to. And again, Dixon introduced her as a person, and yeah. you know, she had the baby, and you know, it was all this stuff, and it was
you come out with her dad was Clue Master.
Yeah.
Eventually she got pregnant, mm-hmm. had a kid, you know, she was living with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her boyfriend was a superhero.
Right.
So, you know. But but I mean, it's stories like that where, like, you know, Jeb Loeb wrote a 4-issue square bound called Superman for All mm-hmm. Seasons.
Yeah.
Where it's like you it's Superman's story, but it's Clark.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stories where you don't feel like Superman is Clark Kent.
Well, I'll take that like another step too when you talk about Morrison's All-Star Superman.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah.
You get that balance of Clark versus Superman yep. so well. And you understand
the
like,
story where his dad dies.
Well, yeah.└······ם============================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================
literally are like, you get to the end of that story and you're like, wow.
Yeah. John Byrne is another one who did a really like Man of Steel, right?
Yeah.
Like the balance between Clark and Superman was done really well. And again, much like Morrison, I feel like with Batman, you know, the mask is Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
With you know, Superman and Clark in particular, it's Clark just in a costume.
Yeah.
Who is using the abilities that he has to.
It's literally the man from another world that was raised on this world, and he's both.
That's why I'm so happy they killed the new 52 Superman.
Yeah.
So happy. Because he was not that. Well, I think he's coming back in this next story arc. Or most recent story arc.
Right.
All right. Well, cool, man.
I don't keep up on... is it even New 52 or Rebirth? Or Rebirth. What do they call the universe now?
Re-52.
Yeah. Let's go back and stop Flashpoint from happening.
Yeah.
Can Barry do it? Could Barry stop himself?
I was going to say.
That would be great.
So, dude, you have to catch up on Flash.
Would it be great if Barry from the... Oh...
So Grant Gustin's Flash goes back in time.
Hey, DC.
All right.
Now I've got a way to fix this. Just give me a call.
And this part of the show is where Johnny and Brian break down everything they were talking about into nonsense.
Yeah. Filler. Right. This is filler.
Yeah. All right, guys. This has been fun. We love doing these. Make sure you go to the website. Check everything out.
Let us
out.
Know what your favorite covers are with these characters on it.
Yeah, definitely. So it's contact@infamouspodcast.com. Better yet, tag us in your favorite one on Instagram.
Yeah, that would be cool.
So I'll make sure to put all 10 covers up on Instagram because now you can do the multiple pictures.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like if you had a modern phone, you would know. Better off with a flip phone.
I have a modern phone, but, you know. I don't have Apple problems. That's one thing.
I don't have problems with my phone ever. So, especially not now that I'm on my new T-Mobile.
I think there was a Picard interaction that proves that you have problems with your Apple phone one day. Face palm. Facepalm pecan.
Oh, it's because I sent you a facepalm emoji from my watch.
Yeah.
And it came out really super small.
It came out nothing on my side.
Anyway. All right.
Apple problems. Hashtag.
All right, guys. Again, we have a Patreon. Check it out. We've got cool stuff. Pine of Johnny's Blood.
Wow. What? When did that happen?
I just added it the
other day. Oh, okay.
So I should put it on there and see what they do.
$100. So.
Oh, I was only doing four.
$100 for blood.
A vial of your blood.
$100. Seriously, if somebody did that, I would literally be like going over to the pharmacy and be like, I need a vial of my blood. Take it out. Somebody wants it.
I can get a vial of your blood out of you. Yeah, pretty easy. You know. So
let's do it the right way.
I got a mason jar.
God.
All right, guys. You can find us online at Infamous Podcast, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all Infamous Podcast. Really easy. I'm Brian Tudor. Most social networks, you can find me at Brian Tudor. Lately, I've been using Snapchat more and more. I don't know why. I just enjoy it.
I don't have a modern phone that uses Snapchat.
So,
see, I can dig in on myself, too.
Yeah, so connect with me on Snapchat. So follow Johnny on Facebook. You can find Johnny on most social networks as Johnny Podorf.
Yeah.
And his Facebook, just the adventure that is Johnny's life of the things he consumes media wise, is well worth the
better at posting stuff. I take pictures and then I don't post them on Instagram, and I'm
you do that, and then you post cool stuff that you don't post to the podcast page, and yeah. So anyway,
the podcast is a separate branch
but you don't
of my
post
life.
Anything else? Anyway. All right, guys. On that note, new episodes every Friday. Hopefully we enjoyed Logan and you guys enjoyed us talking about that. Hopefully you enjoyed our talk with Joe Caroni. If you missed that episode, go back and listen to it. It's a little lengthy, but well worth it. There's literally 15 minutes where Johnny and I don't say a word, which may be very attractive to you. All right. Any last words?
I'm sorry. I was.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Yeah. Hashtag.
We should do like favorite TV commercials from when we were kids.
Well, where's the beef? The Noi.
We're done. The Noid. Yeah. Noid.
The Noid.
So, there was a
kid I can remember an English teacher in junior high school that, like, you know, was joking around with us one day and we were, like, making fun of stuff. And then she just turns around and gets in her desk and goes, "You guys are really annoying me," and holds up the Noid as a picture. And we all were like, oh. But we got it. I mean, yeah. You know, it was a joke. We laughed afterwards. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, well,
we're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that. I was kidding. It was a bad joke. Cool. Well, whenever you guys are listening to this, you know, I hope you enjoy it. Stay safe. Have fun. Let us know what you think of Static versus Vader. There will be
thanks for listening.
More fun stuff to come.
Iron Fist is coming.
I am the Iron Fist.
Oh, Lord. First, it's I am Negan and I am Groot and I am blah blah. I am one with the Force, and the Force is one with me.